Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Kevin Robinson, YieldHub's Vice President of Operations and Sales. With over 23 years of experience as a test engineer in the semiconductor industry, Kevin brings a wealth of knowledge and dedication to his dual role. At YieldHub, Kevin leads both sales and operations teams, playing a crucial role in delivering top-notch experiences to UK and European customers. Welcome back to the podcast, Kevin.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
It wasn't too long ago that we chatted, but for our new listeners, can you give us a recap of your background and a quick explainer of what YieldHub does?
Sure. So, as you've said, I have more than 20 years experience in test engineering, product engineering, and I've always been very focused on data. So it's not a surprise that I've ended up in a company who helps customers with data management, data analytics, yield management, and that's really what we get up to at YieldHub.
You spoke about yield improvement in the last podcast, and today we're covering genealogy correlation. How does this tie in?
So yield loss can come from many different sources. And as we explained last time, there's always some yield loss in semiconductor manufacturing. Each fab process has a defectivity rate, usually in defects per square centimeter. So if you know your chip size and your defect rate for your process, you can calculate what your expected yield should be or your entitlement yield. So this is really what you want to achieve. When your actual yield has fallen below that level, then it's important to prove the root cause. So what we're going to talk about today is one of the most powerful techniques for proving or even disproving the root cause of yield loss.
Great. Okay, let's start with the basics. I imagine the industry uses different terms worldwide, but how would you define genealogy correlation?
I'd start by trying to put this into terms that everybody can understand. When complex things are being manufactured, for example, a car, then there are many steps or stages in the manufacturing process. If you get near the end of that process and find that something is not right, a part is failing, then you'd like to know whether this issue was caused at this stage of the manufacturing or at a previous stage of the manufacturing. You can look at this by correlating the data that you collect at each of the manufacturing stages. This is what genealogy correlation is.
What types of yield problems are typically identified using genealogy correlation?
Here are some examples. So to start with, there's the simple example of sometimes yield can be directly correlated with a parameter from inside of the fab, giving insight into how the process could be adjusted or controlled further to increase yield. Then you go into the next level of looking at the failure rate of particular mechanisms or bins. And this is a particularly useful insight for digital elements of chips, whether they're digital chips or mixed signal. So correlation of a particular failure mode or bin to the fab parameter, it's more likely than the overall yield. After that, we get into parameters and parametric yield loss, and this could come at wafer sort or final test. And if this can be proven to have a relationship with the fab parameters, then it's unlikely that what you're measuring at that stage is actually a test issue and it points towards being the process or the design. And then when you start to look at the parametric yield loss and it's proven to be within the specified range of the fab process, then you can start to identify whether it's a fab control issue or a design issue on the chip. And so it's particularly interesting as well, then you can also look at multi-factor variation, looking not directly at the parameters, but doing calculations between the parameters and then correlating those. I'm asking the question, how does this relationship between parameters correlate with data from another manufacturing step?
Can you share any specific success stories where YieldHub implemented genealogy correlation for customers? You know, what kind of impact did it have on their operations?
Sure, I'll share a couple of examples in quite different situations. So the majority of people in the industry will be quite familiar with the fact that making a design change to a product in production is extremely costly. A customer that I worked with was able to use genealogy correlation to show that where their key parameter was going out of spec and was causing up to 15% yield loss, the fab parameters are correlated with were varying but staying within the spec. This meant that the design was too sensitive to the variation and needed to be changed. So the design change was expensive, but the saving from solving the yield problem was a lot larger. This is the kind of thing where genealogy correlation can provide you with the evidence to make that kind of decision. Another interesting example came from correlating the performance of the chips and the product testing versus every single parameter from inside of the fab. And in this case, the customer was ramping up a new process, a new technology, and they were struggling with very low yields, like 20-30% kind of yield. And the genealogy correlation showed a relationship in the process that the engineers did not expect. Once they ran the correlation a few times and decided, okay, we'll experiment with this, they actually increased the yield by around 40% and made the process viable.
And for those considering adopting genealogy correlation, what advice would you give them to get started and to maximize the benefits?
I think the key advice I would give is that with genealogy correlation, there are a huge number of calculations to perform. It is possible, theoretically at least, to do the analysis just using a tool like Excel, but the analysis time can reduce from weeks to minutes by using a well set up system. So that's the first part of the advice. Use the right system to help you do this. Then you need to have enough data and the genealogy information that links that data together to establish the relationship between the data sets. And a great starting point is the Watt or PCM data and wafer sort or final test data for the same wafers. And it's important then that you have at least three wafer lots, because if you only have two, you'll always get a straight line. So then it's particularly important that the data is clean. So intelligent combination of the first time test and retest and ensuring the right temperature, test data, or the final yield is selected, that's particularly important. So use a system, use enough data of the right type, and then make sure that data is clean. That's definitely where I'd advise people to start.
Is genealogy correlation still relevant with the latest developments in AI?
Absolutely. While it's possible to do a massive correlation of everything against everything and train a neural network to figure it all out, it's also possible to implement a statistical method to get huge benefits very quickly, which is already proven. And one of the big advantages here is that this you can start to do when you have your first three lots, whereas using some of the AI neural network kind of systems would need a lot more data.
So looking to the future, how do you see genealogy correlation evolving in the semiconductor industry? Are there any exciting developments on the horizon?
So this is where I see that AI will actually enhance rather than replace genealogy correlation. There are areas that are going on right now to develop algorithms to calculate theoretical what data for every XY location that can enhance the correlation. And then using pattern recognition on the relationships shown in the genealogy correlation plots can be really, really useful. And this is the kind of area where AI can really enhance things, because traditionally you would look for a linear relationship between the parameters. And again, people with experience in the industry will know what I mean by a hockey stick curve, where you hit a breakdown voltage and suddenly the shape of your chart changes. This is the kind of pattern that could be easily recognized by AI out of galleries of thousands and thousands of charts. So whereas the previous question I said genealogy correlation is absolutely still relevant, in this question I'm saying AI can enhance this further.
Great. Hey, Kevin, last question. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with YieldHub if they're interested in taking the next step with genealogy correlation?
So anybody who would like to know more about genealogy correlation, very welcome to contact us through our website. The people that get back to you will put you in contact with our customer success team, who are all industry experts, people like myself, and we have experts in Asia, in the USA, and in Europe, who can work with you to understand your data and your needs and make sure any solution that we propose is really going to get you the answers and get you to the kinds of things that you need to know in order to improve your products and your yields.
Great. Thank you for your time, Kevin. Always a pleasure. Hopefully we can circle around again for another podcast.
Yeah, sure. Are you going to be at ITC?
I will.
I'll be there also, so hopefully I get to meet you this time.
Great. Well, we'll see you then.
Yep. Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.